This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Checkpoint Intimates.
Yes, and you are here with Checkpoint Intimates. We are your weekly gaming show where we get intimate, one-on-one.
So intimate.
On a particular gaming topic. Archer, welcome.
We haven't been intimate for a while, have we?
No. I'm Elliot, you're Archer.
I am.
It has been a little bit of time between me and you getting particularly intimate.
Yeah, so rude.
But you know, it's a good thing.
It's good to do it again.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, right?
So today we want to talk about E3, or the lead up to E3, because... You know, E3 is just a week away.
It's so close. How has this happened? Like, where has this year gone?
It's incredibly close. Too close. We don't have enough preparation time.
It's been 6 months already. God, sorry. This year is getting away from me. It's really weeding me out.
Yeah, well, you've just got back from holiday, so you're particularly in this, like, rush mode.
Yeah, and, like, that post-holiday melancholy, it's like, yeah, it's wearing me down.
Oh, no.
Anyway,
let's try to get rid of that by talking about companies who jump the gun for E3 presentations.
Yeah, I'm like, you do you, game publishers. Like, I don't really care for, like, everything being required to be in the one main E3 presentation. What do you think?
So is this you saying you have no opinion one way or the other?
No, it's more like I'm fine with them doing it. Like,
yeah, I'm fine with them doing it
too. We see Ubisoft jumping the gun majorly this year. Like, they've pretty much released their entire lineup, with Far Cry 5 being the biggest one, which we've pretty much know everything about and have for, like, a week at least now. And then we just had EA releasing a major...
Yeah, Need for Speed.
A major game
Payback.
As well.
Payback?
Payback. I think it's Payback.
Yeah. Something like that.
Need for Speed Mikey.
And Ubisoft also mentioned The Crew 2, which is coming out as well. So that'll surely be at E3. Yeah, you haven't
Did
heard
people
that one?
Play the first one?
Apparently. I don't know. Maybe they're just looking at it and they're like, we can do better.
Are they doing, like, a full map of America again, or are they doing an original location?
No, probably, yeah. I don't know if it's America, but it'll be somewhere. And, yeah,
That was the question. It was either going to be America or elsewhere.
I thought the question was whether it's a real place or their own, like, imagining.
No, I'm just sick of, like...
I assume it's going to be a real place is what I was getting at.
Why does everything have to be set in America?
Because Americans love America.
But it's so boring, like...
I don't know. There's still some cool stuff you can do there. Density of America is an interesting, like, and the landscape changes from one area to another.
But you can do that in Europe.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, absolutely.
Why is more things not set in Europe?
Who knows?
Like, Ubisoft is a European company. Ugh.
Are you not all, like, Europed out after your vacation?
No, I love Europe. It's really cool. Everything's so close and, like, easy to get to. But I digress.
So you don't care about these companies jumping the gun? You don't want, like, this full E3 presentation where all this new stuff is hitting you all at once? That doesn't appeal to you?
Well, see, then it's just over quickly. Like, having a build-up and, like, some games being released first, I get to think about them now and digest them. Yeah. If it's just, like, all at once, I, like, end up like I've just been at a buffet, waddling around, unable to digest what's happening.
Just overload. Gaming overload. And your body can't process it and you just collapse.
Exactly. Gaming news overload. So I like the fact that we have more stuff being announced in and around E3. Yeah. I'd be surprised if stuff is announced after, but...
No, it happens sometimes, but mostly from places like developers who wanted to, like, sneak their project onto the E3 stage.
Or littler developers that don't want to be overshadowed. I know. I think it's kind of a good idea. Like, imagine if you were Sony and, like... You had your presentation and it got, like, completely overshadowed by Microsoft or something. But then, like, you had...
Unlikely.
Yeah, I know. Microsoft, what are you doing? But you had, like, a game that you just kept. So you could, like, after the week of E3, you could, like, throw another game out to dominate that news cycle afterwards.
Yeah.
So, like, because Ubisoft's been, like... That's all anyone's been talking about because of Far Cry 5 for this week in the build-up to E3. And then if they have some big games at E3 as well, they'll be in the news cycle. Then if they announce another thing after E3, that's 3 weeks of news cycle where their name is in the media with new games. So that looks really good.
I think what companies want to do if they can, is they want these big reveals at E3, because everyone watches E3, all the games media are going to be all over it. But if they have enough content, why not space it out a bit?
Yeah.
And I think what we're seeing from Ubisoft might be, you know, because they've got the Assassin's Creed game coming out, they've got Far Cry, they've got The Crew, they've got the Fractured But Whole that still hasn't released. Like, they have all this content, and then probably some additional stuff that we don't know about that they're going to surprise us with, and that's cool that they can do it. But then another company like Microsoft, who might not have that many projects in the works, can't reveal all this stuff early.
Do you reckon they'll reveal Scorpio? Like, yeah, the actual thing?
I assume Microsoft will have Scorpio. I assume Microsoft will have more details on stuff like Sea of Thieves and Cuphead. That looks pretty. And, yeah, they look
Cuphead,
great.
Cuphead, that's been, like, teased since E3
2012. This is how I feel about Sea of Thieves, because these games are the ones that Microsoft, I guess, keep delaying, but they never have a release date for
it. I don't know what's going on with Cuphead. This has been, like, forever. Jesus.
Yeah, but hopefully they'll have some new stuff. Maybe they'll bring back Scalebound.
Yeah, well, E3 is coming. Oh, they're not going to bring... No, I don't know why they're not. Why? just everything must have gone wrong in the back end. Who knows?
And then Sony has a bunch of their stuff.
Yeah. Well, yeah, games, E3. I'm exhausted. I can't even like pretend to have the energy to get excited about E3 because it's.
Are you one of those people? You'll be like watching it, thinking like, oh, "This, I'm just doing this because I have to."
I'm 25 now and I'm tired. And
oh, you're 25, like, Archer, old man.
Yeah, right. And like all that's being announced is sequels.
Yeah.
Like, can you think of any original IP?
Well, we just had Instinct was just revealed prior to E3, which is their ogre, giant ogre bashing game.
Yeah, but isn't that just infringing on Attack on Titan?
So it doesn't count as a new IP if it's, like, too close to something else.
Yep, sure. This is by my arbitrary rules of the universe.
So bitter.
Yeah, I want good new things.
Yeah,
like,
no, I'm with you.
Nothing's grabbed my attention. Like, for example, Firewatch did.
Yep.
I remember when Firewatch was announced, I was like, this, all of this, all the time. Give it to me.
I mean, at E3, we might see these things because I think it's the indie guys primarily who probably won't be leaking their stuff early because they want that big show floor. Like, here's what
my game
is. I don't
know. I reckon that's probably ideal for you to do because you don't want to get, like...
No, I totally disagree.
...flooded amongst... everything else.
Here's the thing, like something like Far Cry 5 has the brand recognition that they can leak it early and people will be talking about it anyway, but so many games, like indie games, will do reveals and nobody notices it.
But
it,
like,
just goes by the wayside.
Far Cry 3 leaked early but didn't have anything to compete with. No matter what it was, it would have been in the news.
Yeah.
I'm happy that E3 is coming. Like, that's great. I hope there's some interesting things coming out of it. I don't have my hopes up. There's so many sequels. Just, I want interesting things. Like, this has been a really dull year so far as game releases are concerned, in my opinion.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, what do you think's been good?
2017 has had, like, a phenomenal year of game releases.
Oh.
You disagree?
I'm forgetting stuff.
I mean, we had Resident Evil 7, we had Neo, we had Nier Automata, we had Legend of Zelda, we had one of your favorite games with the mechanical robots.
It's just me that's been boring, because I haven't been able to play anything, because I've been so busy.
I just played a game called What Remains of Edith Finch, and that's like one of my favorite games this year. It's like a walking sim, but it's really cool. Anyway,
I'm trying to catch up on like Walking Dead The New Frontier, even. Like,
really?
I have no time for anything, it's just garbage. Interesting games. Like, that's what I hope comes out of E3. What do you want from E3?
I'm with you. Like, new IPs are always great, but I don't know. Sometimes I want to know, like, these franchises that I cling onto, that they're bringing back one of those. Like, I know a lot of people are holding out for what Bethesda's announcing. I highly doubt it's going to be the new Elder Scrolls game, but, like, if they did, like, how cool would that be?
Even if I had the energy, I wouldn't be able to appear to give a shit about Elder Scrolls.
Really?
Yeah.
You were never into it?
Never been into it. I just think it's just, like... too big and just doesn't do enough to actually engage.
Yeah. No, that's, I mean, fair enough. I think it is at a scope where it can't control everything it does to a high standard, but I think part of that is Bethesda's charm, that they are willing to do this universe that is so big that it can't be really tightly controlled, like something like The Witcher 3 can. Like, there's so much...
No, like, in my opinion, no excuse. Like... Bethesda releases broken games with modding support so they can be all like, you fix it.
Yeah, but once you do.
So yeah, but you shouldn't have to do that. Like, this is AAA games, but like ZeniMax has so much money.
Yeah. But speaking of leaking stuff early, like Bethesda have like physically come out and said, oh, there's actually two new IPs we're working on.
Good. Good. Which, and good, they said, Bethesda. Bethesda, I'm talking to you directly right now. Good.
They said before new IP. The release of any new Elder Scrolls or Fallout game, two new IPs, which is cool because, you know, you don't want them to just do Fallout, Elder Scrolls, because people will get so bored of that so quickly. So that's something that came out of Bethesda early. We also know they're doing Quake Champions and Elder Scrolls Legends and a bunch of other stuff.
I guess Bethesda just isn't really my thing. Like, the most celebrated thing about Bethesda for me is the fact that you can circle the THE in Bethesda and game in game studios to make the game and annoy people.
Why is that annoying people?
Have you not played the game?
Oh, God, don't bring that back up.
Yeah. So
we've moved on culturally.
You just, like, circle those two in the logo and post it on Facebook and people get really angry at you. At least that's my experience.
So is there any, like, games that have come out, like these leaks that you are excited for? Because right now, you're incredibly cynical, and I'm giving you an opportunity to sound positive about something.
It could just be post-holiday melancholy.
Well, I mean, that's a good point, because you were on holiday. Like,
so I was on holiday, and I'm
watching these games.
I'm back at uni. I have so much stuff to do, and it just has... I feel overwhelmed with games at the moment, and so I can't get excited about sequels anymore. Like, I may be mildly interested in a new Assassin's Creed, but even then, it's just...
Really? So you're getting sick of sequels, but it's Assassin's Creed.
I said mildly interested, because okay. I really enjoyed Syndicate. I felt it was a good return to form.
Sure.
But I want new, fun things. What do you want? What do you want from E3?
I mean, I don't... new IP or not new IP. As long as there's a mix of both, I'm happy, because, you know, games more than films.
What franchise would you want another one?
I'm thinking now in terms of what is likely to come rather than what will. Like, I'd love a new Vampire the Masquerade game, but that's never going to happen. Not for a while.
Well, that's good. There, developers, get on that. New Vampire the Masquerade game. Do it properly this time.
Yeah,
that could be the subtitle. Vampires the Masquerade. We did it properly this time.
Don't release as an unfinished buggy mess.
Yes. That's good advice for everyone.
What else would I want? A new Half-Life? But you're going to roll your eyes at that. But we're never going to get that for a
care?
While.
Like, yeah, people care
still
anyway?
Hold on. I still hold on.
I think people hold on ironically.
No, I think for me at least, like, it's not like I'm sitting there going, oh, come on. Like, I forget about it for long stretches of time. But as soon as it's announced, I'll be like, yes, finally. Let's try this. Hopefully it's good.
Let's do this. It's not going to be good.
Well, who knows? Valve released a lot of good games.
At this point, how could it live up?
No, it can't. It won't hit the standards. That's why my standards already dropped. So it can be good for me. But people who want it to be this mythical beast won't have that.
I could do another Portal game.
Could
do that.
I love Portal. Portal's one of my favorite franchises. Probably my favorite franchise.
Well, I thought Portal 1 was still better.
Portal 1 had, like, that moment where you realize... Sorry, spoiler alert. Where you realize it's an AI and not this pre-recording and the AI is out to kill you. And that moment where it flipped the game and you're no longer progressing through puzzles and you're instead escaping... That was one of the best gaming moments, hands down, ever. And that's what Portal 1 had over Portal 2. Portal 2 did everything else better.
It was just a tight and well-done experience as one thing. It didn't need... Portal 2 just seemed too big for itself. Like, had the entire Valve studio working on it and just, like, all the money. Whereas Portal 1 was obviously on a much tighter budget. But
still... Oh, yeah, Portal 1 came out with, like, the orange box. It was, like, this experimental little thing that was, like, this additional...
Yeah, it was supposed to be, like, sorry, it took so long to release Half-Life 2 Episode 2. Here's the thing.
Yeah, exactly. But it was fantastic. Like, if somebody asked me my favorite game, I'd probably have to say the original Portal. Like, gun to my head, that's what I would say. But...
Yeah, I don't think I have...
Portal 2 I still love.
Any franchises that I want to see a sequel for anymore.
You don't have any?
No.
No franchise would get you excited.
No, I just want...
I mean, I know you're excited for Andromeda.
I want new... Yeah, I know.
Is that
it? I was.
What about a new Dragon Age?
That's the thing. I was. No, because Andromeda has actually disappointed me now that I think about it in retrospect. Yeah. Like, I was like, oh, it's fine. But now it's like, this is not what it could have been.
Yeah.
And I just want new stories. Like, Andromeda just... didn't live up to the standards of the original, and I want that moment that I had with the original game and the original trilogy of falling in love with a universe. And that doesn't need to be the same universe. I want it to be a new universe. I want it to be new characters, a new experience that you can't get that from a sequel.
Yeah, I can appreciate that, definitely. Like, so, something new is always going to be this extra layer of captivating because you don't know where anything could possibly go. But having said that, I'm still super excited about The Last of Us 2. Like,
See, that's okay.
I can't help myself.
I'm okay with that. I haven't finished The Last of Us. It's one another thing I need to.
Yeah. Oh, you definitely need to. That game has one of the best endings I've ever seen.
I think a single sequel or two, like a trilogy at most, I think is good. I think anything more than that, you're padding.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen that a lot, definitely. Call of Duty games. I would even say Assassin's Creed games. I'm feeling the lethargicness with Far Cry now as well, where it just feels like there's not enough advancement between games, and that's a problem.
My God, it's so lethargic. Why did Primal not get a number?
They didn't have the confidence to call it Far Cry 5, which is good because it was Far Cry 4 in a new skin.
Okay, so it was more like a Blood Dragon sort of situation.
Yes, but bigger.
But bigger, yeah.
Yeah.
Blood Dragon was pretty small. But still fun.
Blood Dragon was awesome because it didn't try to be a new game. It tried to be like this standalone little experience. And that's what was cool about it.
What was great about it is it was a new game. It wasn't Far Cry.
Yeah.
It was just built in the Far Cry engine. It had nothing to do with Far Cry. And that's what made it cool. I'd like a proper sequel to that. That'd be fun.
Blood Dragon 2.
Yeah.
You reckon?
Yeah, it wouldn't be called Blood Dragon 2.
I don't see that happening.
It'd be something like over the top and bombastic. But
yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, so
I just want new experiences because I'm sick of the same story being retold.
I'm trying to think off the top of my head if new IPs have been leaked prior to E3. Outside of Instinct, I'm struggling.
I really enjoyed Horizon Zero Dawn. That was a new IP. I was looking forward to Scalebound. Microsoft. But just new things, new experiences, new stories. Just I don't need the same characters. I don't need the same universe. I just want to be engaged and lose myself in a universe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shrug.
Cyberpunk 2077.
Just bring on good things, E3. Bring on good things.
And I guess we'll leave it there. Come on, E3. We want the best out of you. So you've been listening to Checkpoint Intimates with Archer and Elliot. Archer, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Elliot. Sorry I was all like, meh. But,
you know, sometimes it's a bit, intimacy gets a bit meh.
Yeah.
Especially with Archer involved.
It is you, though.
Oh, no. I threw this at you first. I'll do that.
Oh, whatever.
This has been a Joycast of Checkpoint for Joy 94.9. If you like this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.